don't know if anybody, if Terry's going to join us, but
Yeah, we don't have Terry yet.
okay. I ask this every time. Would somebody else like to read the landing?
No. You
You
re
can. I
you
don't want to.
rehearsed it badly.
Actually, not ever read it anymore.
We
I'm
do.
done reading it.
Yeah.
I'm
But
between this and OSF, we get it.
yeah, but that's
But
not the point, I
okay.
really think.
Nope.
But
Piper wants to read it every time, but she's not here.
that
You want to read it?
is not probably. Oh, okay. My stalwart committee will is not coming through. I'm gonna assign it one of you guys. Okay. We acknowledge and honor the Aboriginal people on whose ancestral homelands we live, the Irkutsk Band of the Shasta Nation, including the original past Indigenous inhabitants, as well as the diverse Native communities who make their home here today. We also recognize and acknowledge the Shasta village of Pukaha, where the crow lights that is now the Ashland City Plaza. Oh, you could have read that. No, that's okay. I don't think I officially called the meeting to order, but aren't there different acknowledgments too? Like, this doesn't read the same as what the council did,
It
or it
does,
is
yeah.
exactly the same. Because I thought I saw another way of reading it.
OSF has a slightly
Well,
different way,
yes, they
yeah.
do, and other places. So we're just at the point of approving the agenda. I can't remember. We don't do that by consensus, though. We have to have a vote on it, really. Or we can
I'm
more
okay
than.
with consensus if you're okay with
I'm
it.
okay with consensus. The agenda is again, without planning actions or any. Yeah, that's the bottom
Yeah.
line. And so if there's any questions about the agenda, otherwise I'll assume the silence means we're okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't have anybody in a public forum. Nobody wants to come to our meetings, probably, unless they have to. And now we could start with some introductions. Oh, no, I
We've got
went
a
right
minute.
past the approval of minutes. Yeah, sorry about that. So you got the minutes in your packet, and are there any corrections? I thought they looked fine.
I'll make a motion to approve last.
Okay, second. Thank you. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. Okay. Then we can go to the liaison reports and have introduction of the new council liaison and a new staff person. Yay. Two big deals.
First. Sure.
Okay.
I'll introduce Jennifer Chenoweth, who is our newest associate planner with the department. And then just a couple other staffing notes that Brandon Goldman has been made community development director, so he's no longer interim. And with that, I'm also going to be promoted to planning manager, so Maria's old
Oh.
position. So, and we're essentially fully staffed for planning at least now.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
Welcome,
Congratulations.
Jennifer. Do you,
Yes.
can she have a minute to introduce herself?
Yes.
So yeah, my name's Jennifer Chenoweth, and super glad to be working with the City of Ashland as a planner. And I moved to Ashland in June of 2020, so got through the pandemic.
Oh, right.
And I've been a planner with Clallam County up in Port Angeles, Washington. And also with the National Park Service, Olympic National Park. So I've been a planner for about 13 years. I had a little bit of break after we moved down here, but was lucky to land this position. So I'm feeling grateful. So nice to meet all of you.
Yeah, great. The national park sounds interesting.
It
Yeah,
does sound
planning. It's still a planning position, though.
The planning was fine, but just yeah.
Well, nice to have you. Thank you so much.
All right, my turn. So my name is Jeff Dale. I am the, I think, second to newest counselor on, and we are fully staffed on council. It is an absolute pleasure to be serving. I was on the, I guess I'll start at the beginning. I was born here in Ashland. My parents moved up and discovered this along with their friends, and this was just kind of a little piece of unknown, just perfection. When you grow up here, you don't think that, but then you really realize how special it is. So I went to Lincoln Elementary and I worked for a sixth grade class at AMS when it changed from junior high to middle school. Went to high school here, left. My wife is also a graduate of AHS. She's actually a third generation Ashlander. Her grandmother was, I think, AHS class of 41.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they went to the all classes family reunion a few years ago. But a lot of history in this town, just at her side. And for me growing up, this was basically my paper route looking around. Hey Atwood, who I'm sure a lot of people know, and she did all the records for years and years and years, was on my paper out of the boxes she had and stuff. So kind of fast forward getting involved, chair of the airport commission for a couple of years, and really wanted to be on the budget committee just to understand more about the city. And then the positions opened up. I applied for counselor just to kind of just bring a new energy, bring a new attitude, bring new ideas, innovation. I'm an engineer by trade and a pilot and a flight instructor, but I just got back from being in Eugene like 45 minutes ago with a student. You know, and
that's your day job.
Yes, one of them. Yep. Oh, one and of them. So I was kind of literally flying in figuratively to get here. But I selected this as there was openings in this, and this was just one that I had been kind of eyeing for a while because I just love the history here. I love these days I'll bring some old pictures in from some stuff that I have in my collection. But cool. I just love the history here, just knowing all the nooks and crannies of different places. And I'm sure I'll think of things as we go along. So I appreciate the welcome, and this is really exciting to be honest. I was excited that this was opening.
I think it's wonderful to hear your interest in history.
Oh, yes.
And being a native. I don't meet very, very many natives.
Yeah. Well, I remember. I don't know what the statute of limitations is, because I remember my mother when I was probably 7 and they'd come up from the Bay Area. And I remember those darn Californians. Oh, I think about that. Like, when do you get to say that after you've been to California? So. Anyway,
yeah,
it's all good. So I mean, this is a Mark Anthony to me here, right?
Yeah. So that's very.
I said that to my kids the other day, and like, where?
One of the first things I learned about that hotel was it was the biggest, tallest hotel
between San Francisco.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, and it does stand out when you're driving by. So I usually like to have you all who are new have a chance to know something about this interesting group. And Shelby, do you mind starting off just to say how long you've been here and your background that brought you into this?
Will do. I'm Shelby Sharon. I've been on the committee for just a few months now, maybe 4 or 5 months, started in the fall. It's been really fun. I'm a landscape architect by training. I've done a lot of work on historic landscapes. So that's really what my background is, doing National Register nominations and restoration plans for historic landscape work.
And you did a lot of that in the East Coast, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I'm Bill Emery. I've been in Ashland since 1985, and I've been on the Historic Commission, I think, for 8 years now. Not certain about that. Time flies. But I've been I'm retired mostly now, but I've been a residential designer and a building contractor. And I just have a strong interest in Ashland history and preservation.
I'm Katie Rep, and I've been on as long as Shelby and Eric. I guess we all joined at the same time. And my family just, they're kind of builders, We have an old house, the Carter House. You probably know it, corner of Siskiyou and Union. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's our current house. Eric helped us get it. Mm-hmm. and anyway, that's just.
So your family moved here too. Yeah.
From the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area.
I've been here 13 years and I still don't think I can really say that.
Right.
I still, especially because we have a foot in the door down there.
Right.
Still. Yeah,
that's right. Thank you.
I'm Dale Shostrom. I moved here in 1974 after going to school at the University of Oregon. And I got my resident 50-year fishing license for $5. I know that I'm a fisherman. I just retired designer builder, been on the commission for about 25 years, and have enjoyed it. And it's been fun for me in particular, just kind of critiquing architecture because it's in our field. And so,
how many years did you say?
25.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. I didn't actually know it was that. And I was surprised. I found out when I was making a report to the council that the staff said, I've been here 5 years, because I didn't know it was that long. And so I am come here with no credentials except an interest in historic preservation and still learning. I can probably learn to read blueprints, but I'm working on that still. And I moved here in 2015, and I always lived in a historic neighborhood wherever we lived. I was married to an academic, and I love old houses. I'm just not able to live in one here, but I think I have really been interested in how many people have stayed involved with this commission. Like in our preservation awards this month, we're giving distinguished service awards to two persons that were here 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have a lot of a good skill set, and I enjoy working with everybody, and the staff is great, and we're glad that you're finally staffed up. Go ahead.
I'm Sam Whitford. I've been here in the Valley since 69, Ashland since 2000. I've been on the commission not as long as Dale, but well over 20 years. And I'm a retired art teacher, but I sell real estate and specialize in historic properties and live in a National Register house.
Yeah, really nice.
My name is Eric Benetti. I've lived in town for about 26 years now. Currently, my whole family is actually in town now. My brother just lived here. My mom's here. Both of my kids were born and raised here. I'm an active real estate broker, and we own some commercial properties with historic designations.
So you were born here then too? No. Oh, your family moved too.
Yeah.
I see. Well, great. Nice to have your whole family here.
Yeah.
I think the only person we're missing still is Terry, who is the one who has been kind of our resident historian. He takes a lot of photos, and we still aren't positive. We think he has an internet connection, but we're working on finding that out. So this is a good team. I'm glad you all were able to be here and introduce yourself. And now, was there other information that it would be appropriate for, actually, if you're okay with it, Councilor Dale, you could give any update that you want to advise us of?
Nothing other than just normal council business right now.
Yeah. The budget is a thing.
The budget is always a thing.
It is.
I think it's actually going really pretty well.
Is it?
We'll kind of get over a hump of the special election here. There's a little bit of just trying to help people understand that a little bit more and so forth. We approved a housing production strategy plan, which is pretty comprehensive and flexible for the next 20 years. So hopefully we get things going on that. But other than that, it's really just been about staffing.
Yeah.
Getting the city and the departments back up to the levels where they can fire on all cylinders and rolling all directions.
You know, human resource director yet?
It's interim right now. We just had the finance director start and introduced her last night. Sabrina Cotta has been doing a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Been doing a great job. But all of the department were very happy. Brandon is no longer interim. It's kind of neat. So it's getting there a little bit, but I think it's really fun. I personally, and I'm biased, but I think we've got a really neat council now that is kind of click in and it's okay. I mean, it's Ashland is extended family. It's 21,000 extended family members here. It just is. It always has been. And doesn't mean we don't get into little tiffs from time to time, but one of the things that is just that I love about this town is the people. And we are extremely talented, extremely gifted, extremely giving. We care, we're passionate, we're engaged. We like what we like, whatever that happens to be, and we'd love to talk about it. And so I think it just kind of aligning all of those wonderful forces and getting it pointed in a right direction. Mm-hmm. And we'll get through this. I mean, this is a tough time nationally for it. And it just is, right? And it falls in the laps of cities and municipalities. I mean, you can tell what you want at the state level and at the federal level, but at the end of the day, 99% of what we do is right here in our own community. We live here, we play here, we live here, where kids grow up here, and there's no shortage of issues, but failure is not an option.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get through it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Derek, what were you wanting to inform us of anything else?
I think the main thing I wanted to inform you was staffing levels and Brandon's promotion. And I think I said it, but if I didn't, that the four members who were up for reappointment were reappointed last night. So everybody's
good.
Got a couple more years to adults.
Well, that's good. We have returning people that still like being on the Historic Advisory Committee. Okay, so now, if Derek, you want to lead us through the material that Regan
used. Yeah, so Regan prepared this brochure, which will, when it's complete, have photos. But she wanted you all to look through it and decide what order you want these to go in.
Oh.
And I don't know if there's a problem with the order as it is, but it's up to you all.
There's five awards from four buildings.
Yeah, and as she has it now, I think she's got four, and then the two Distinguished Service Awards, and then the fifth.
I wonder if we want to put that in, have the Distinguished Service Awards at the end.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. That seems,
yeah, they should come after the
right
properties.
And then if you wonder why it's long,
You wrote them. I haven't read them yet. I made the same names to
forget. No. You know, they're both retired. They had a lot of things going, these gentlemen. So, but it looks nice. And then this is the brochure.
This is the brochure that Regan put together.
And where will this be?
I think we'll be handing this out in our lobby, and I don't know if City Hall as well, although I guess it's not open public, so it'll definitely be in our lobby. And then we'll have, I think, sort of as comparable information on the website as well.
What about the information kiosk? Do they have place there?
They do. You have to tack it up. So
you have to.
There's not like a dispenser.
And so, what are the plans for the local publicity at this point?
At this point, I think we have it on the website. We'll add it as a calendar and a news item, and we'll also put it on the city's social media and send out a press release this week. So we'll get sort of that within the last 2 weeks, we'll get the publicity. And then the two walking tours are...
Oh, yeah, we should refer to that.
And I don't know if you guys...
Yeah, we had that in our packet.
Okay.
Well, we had that added to the packet.
Yeah, so there's a walking tour on Wednesday the 17th after the Preservation Awards. So probably around 1:30, it'll be a downtown walk starting at the Bandshell. And then afterwards, we're going to do the No Host Happy Hour at Scout. So...
And that's going to be publicly, and to give public notice of that.
We'll get public notice out of that, both of the tour and the fact that we're going to have a quorum gathered at Scout. So, and if you guys are intending to all come on the walking tour, let me know. I think Peter Finkel wants to cap it at 20 participants because that's sort of the level he feels like he can interact with. But he also said if we go over 20, he'll just make a sort of a backup list and he'll have additional tours.
Okay.
So you thought he might do it.
Do you have to take reservations?
We're going to have to take reservations in order to cap it at 20. So I'm just having people email me if they're interested in going on the tour.
And then the self-guided tours?
Self-guided tour is that at the mausoleum at...
actually, it's all day.
Yeah, 8:30 to 4 at the Mountain View Cemetery on the east side of Ashland Street in Normal. And they'll have the mausoleum open for self-guided tours.
Okay. And Saturday, you guys do another...
Yeah, and then Saturday, the tour in the Railroad District is walking through time in the Railroad District. And one thing I would note there, I spoke to Mike Morrison in Public Works, and he did say that the contractor is scheduled to start the installation of the first medallion on this coming Monday, and they expect that work to take a week. So we should have the medallion in place during the walking tour.
That's very cool. Yeah. And I think having walking tours, by the way, is a nice addition, don't you think?
Yeah.
To the award ceremony?
Well, we, you know, Terry used
to Terry always used to do so.
Did he do a walking tour?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for as long as I've been on the commission.
Since I've been on the commission,
because of COVID.
Well,
most of your time was during the pandemic.
Yeah, at least we're not on Zoom anymore. So that's good news that we'll finally see a medallion right where the sculpture is. And do you have any additional comments you want to make about talking with Peter?
We just took a dry run and decided how we had talked about it. I haven't actually researched it myself. But we identified what we thought was important.
Yeah, and you all should know that that it was on the map committee that you had the big bulk of the work. Marking Ashland Paid Places was the reason these medallions were established. And that was like 5 years. That was about 4 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah, but that was a lot of time.
Yeah, the Preface was conceptualized in 2013.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a long process that Dale hung in there. And so I would think you're going to be excited to actually see a medallion in the ground. I will be.
I saw it again in Morris's office. It's their beautiful.
Oh, they are.
How many are there? Five.
And we still don't know if the artist, the fount from New York City, is even in business, do we? The one who.
Oh, yeah, Jack,
yeah. Yeah. Well, they are really wonderful. So, so we now know we can have the after party that you suggested, I think, in an email, Katie, which was great. And are there any other questions about what's going on? I think people, here's where my background is. minister and preaching more than anything, but I think it's really nice if you prefer the people, if you're uncomfortable speaking informally, that then you might want to read it verbatim. But I always think it's interesting if you kind of just summarize things that you are interested, because people can read this too, but it's up to you. You like people.
That would be impressive, say, an event.
I know it would be, because you've always had them read them.
Yeah, we've always read
them. I mean, we didn't even make them available originally, and then they told you to do this, and then they're putting pictures in.
See, this guy is sitting right here because he's been a chair for so long. And he reminds me when I'm changing things. So I just think, you know, I can't read that. I'm not going to read all that.
Why'd you write it on?
Well, because they have a long life.
June Chaindale.
When you get your 25-year distinguished award, it's going to be long.
Well, sure.
Oh, Dale's will be the whole
program. I mean, you know, some people walk in, they'll look at it, but they're going to listen and.
So do
it. I remember putting a lot of detail in those, and it's interesting. It's interesting to hear it formally.
Yeah,
I think it's necessary that they're read. And then something that we started last year, which was actually having much more comment than we had than we've ever had, where all the participants on that project come up and say whatever they want. Some of it's just mm-hmm. a few words, and others have a story to tell because it was significant experience. That made it real personal.
But I'm afraid if we don't read them, we're going to leave things out.
Yeah. Because there is a lot of detail on the buildings. Yeah.
So I think,
oh my goodness.
Sorry, I think they...
Do we need to vote on reading them or not? Or do we...
No, just the consensus. But I think...
Read it?
The year before that, and all the times before that, it was the chair and the mayor volleyed back and forth reading them.
Oh, did it? Really?
I didn't remember that. I think it's, I think it's great that you write them and read them.
Well, and in this case, you're probably right. People aren't going to read them later.
Yeah.
So this way you get the details.
And I think it's good that the people that wrote them read them, because it gets more of us involved.
Yeah.
And rather than, Dale would agree, I think that it was you and the mayor for a long while. But I think it's better to get more of the commissioners involved.
Right.
So I haven't read them. They do look a little lengthy. I don't know if that's something that...
Well, I probably will talk to the two gentlemen and say, I'm going to do highlighting or something.
Again, if it's a little longer, it's probably great detail.
Dale thought it was interesting last year when we invited them up to talk about their experience in some cases. And mm-hmm. It was fun to listen to people then.
Just to add, so before that, it was really they all came up after their award, shook their hand, and gave them their certificate. And then sometimes people spoke up, and then kind of started something that made me pretty interesting, especially last one.
Okay, so how do you want it to go down? Who's going to be the MC?
Probably me.
Okay, and so you introduce, but like when it's my turn, you say Katie's going to read this, and then at the end, I call Eric up and.
Right.
Hey, here's your award. My hand and something.
I invite Eric up.
Okay.
And Eric can say a few words, and you guys can say we're buddies for this podcast.
Okay, that's fine.
But yes, I think we'll go in the order of the program, is generally. And the mayor is coming, isn't she?
Yeah, she said she would be there. And she'll probably say a few words.
So hopefully. Now, this is new for us to have it in the band shell because there's no video.
Yeah, we won't have like PowerPoint going with slides of the photos or anything.
Yeah. And so does that suggest we should have some photos in here?
We will have photos in here. Once we have the order, we'll have photos.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, this will be, once we have the order finalized, Regan will put photos in.
You have a question? Yes, Eric.
Is there a plan B if it's raining?
Yeah, it's going to be here.
Okay.
It's going to be, that's what England said.
This room will be tight if we have our typical turnout.
Yeah.
Oh, we got in the foyer there. You can spill it into there.
Yeah, we could spill it between. But
okay, so
what are the odds it would be raining in May though?
Right. Okay.
It may snow. It may be sunny.
We may.
So historically speaking,
yeah, based on the last week, where it was from snow to 90.
Yeah. So. Okay. So. Now, I do have one question about, is my agenda, and I'm losing my papers here. Could you remind us why, again, we don't have very many planning actions to act on?
A couple reasons. I mean, one of the big reasons is that a couple years ago, the state passed a law that said cities cannot require any more process for duplexes or accessory residential units than we require for single family. So the city at that point had to choose whether we were going to start doing design review on every single family home in town or let accessory units and duplexes come in without anything but a building permit. Okay. So the result of that was single family, duplexes, accessory units can all happen without any sort of review other than review board can comment on them. So that took a big piece of our.
And when was that implemented? Like when did the regulations?
I think it was 2019, take? Maybe. We were still having actions, but we also had to, from the time that was implemented, we had a while for actually adopting those codes, bringing the state law into our codes.
I see.
And then, I mean, the other thing is just that I think activity has slowed with the economy and interest rates.
Right.
And it seems to have particularly slowed in the historic districts. So.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I think the bulk of it is probably accessory units and duplexes that we no longer see.
So you think that's going to be sort of the situation going forward is we now in review boards, we're looking at building permits.
Yeah, you'll be looking at review board building permits.
And that's where we can.
Yeah, you'll comment. Be able to comment. You just won't have any sort of binding authority the way on a planning action. They have to demonstrate that they comply with site review criteria, which includes the historic district development standards. But for building permits, just as they've always been for single family, now duplexes and accessory units, we can't require that they comply with those standards. So it's just the advisory comments that you can make through review board.
And I think you explained to me at the review board that the notes or comments we make at the review boards are, they get a copy of whatever our recommendations are. And as you just said, they are no longer required.
They're not required, but we do provide them a written copy of the comments the commission makes at review board and let them know, you know, that this is advice. And if you'd like to come in and talk to the review board, we can make an appointment for you next week to discuss these comments and how you might want to incorporate them in your project.
Because we did have two, we weren't sure we'd have anything going on at review boards. So we had two building permits. Did you have a question?
Well, it seems a little bit like regulations are going away, but we're ramping up. So I'm wondering if we're redundant, like having the meetings and review board. Like, do we need all that? Like,
well, it's a legitimate question. What were you going to say?
I mean, so what review board does, and where review board came from, was originally we had a weekly permit process called over-the-counter permits, where we looked at stuff over-the-counter. Somebody could come in, they would have a planner and a building inspector review the plans on-site, get them signed off that day, get to review board, and they have a permit the same day instead of 6 to 8 weeks for when they submit them for review. So with COVID, that's sort of gone away, but the process has gotten a lot quicker because we're doing everything electronically. So review board still helps in that if a set of plans came in tomorrow, mm-hmm. somebody wouldn't have to wait a month to come back to the Historic Commission and get review. So it gets those comments to them at a timely basis. So we can still issue permits more quickly.
Are there expedited permits now?
There's still permits that come in that are put in an expedited pile that come through,
on a Thursday.
They don't necessarily make it through on a one-day turnaround, but they make it through pretty quickly, yeah, a day or two.
And what's the criteria to be able to do that?
I haven't dealt with that in a while, but I'm assuming it's still small residential projects, remodels, additions, not anything creating a new unit. But
the billing department make time for that? Respond to that?
Yeah. And building is kind of crazily efficient at the moment as far as they pretty much are reviewing everything and getting review comments out. If they don't sign it off, review comments go off in a day or two at most.
Mm. So do you think there's some utility in having a summary of what actions or what properties we reviewed to report back to this? In the past, there was a actions after the review boards where we could make reference to what we saw earlier in the review board, but that isn't going to be happening as often.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to have the comments come back from review board.
Is that something people are interested in, just knowing what happened, or not so much?
I don't think it's interesting, but I'm still kind of, can we have review board, but then
not
this group meets every other month or something like that? I mean, we're scaling back.
I mean, if you guys wanted to talk about the meeting schedule.
Oh, well, I don't think there's... I don't think there's a precedent or anything. We're just in new territory because of...
What do you guys think?
But I'll ask Sam and Dale and Bill, what do you guys think since it's changed?
I think it's important to get homeowners and builders, designers feedback. I think that review board helps to do that. I know that during the pandemic, we've not had review board. And at times, we've not had monthly meetings either, if there's nothing, if there are no
actions.
Actions, then we've not been meeting. So I don't know if that will continue if there's no action. But if that's the case, then I think it's even more important to have the review board on the weekly basis.
I can see that point, yeah, for sure.
And often in the past, we would get a phone call or a notification if there was nothing to review. Mm-hmm. So if you're signed up, you might get a phone call and say, don't bother to come in today. It's not like it's a large bother. Well, I think especially for those of us who are retired, but if you have a busy schedule, it could be a thorn in your side.
But I do think, I'm going to say one thing and then I want others to comment. But typically, I think before you all came onto the advisory committee, that there was often when we didn't have planning actions, it was just canceled. Now, the reasons we have not canceled is because of the retreat, and we identified different priorities to be intentionally working on, which you and Eric already picked up on and got us going on, like the letter to homeowners. Those are the kinds of, that was a priority to try to make people aware early on of what it means to live in the historic district, why it matters. And you wrote a great letter. We'll look at that. But it might be that we don't have to meet if there's not planning actions. But I think it would be good to see what we could do in terms of other... Well, we're kind of limited because we don't have staff.
Right.
And we don't we do have postage money. I just found out. That's
cool. That's good. I mean, do you have to be paid for these meetings? Like, so if we don't have that expense, that not that I don't love seeing you, but that expense could go toward postage as well, right?
Well, I mean, they're separate.
Okay.
Separate accounts.
You donate?
But the postage, we found a way to cover that, so that's no problem for the letters.
Yeah, I don't know. It's up. You guys have been here longer, so but what Bill just said, maybe they're.
But we don't maybe have anything. To be. What do you think, Dale or Sam? Do you have?
Well, I think like we needed to meet tonight because we needed to discuss the activities that are coming up.
Right. Yeah.
And so we had a reason for the meeting. I think a lot of times if there are no planning commissions, no planning actions, that the meetings as we used to do could certainly be canceled.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should say we're only meeting every other month, because if planning actions are coming in, that's too long to wait. But I think that canceling the meetings, if we don't have planning action, this one we needed, you know, when we made our selection of honorees, we needed to meet then. But we probably don't need to meet. But I don't want to see us go to an every other month meeting.
I think we should keep flexibility. Mm-hmm. I think we have some projects on the table that we've just kind of dipped into, like the letter and the mailing list and those things.
Right.
And the sidewalk.
Yeah, and until we get those things kind of
or the crossing.
Yeah. Move forward, or at least a timeline on when those would be completed. We should just keep having the meetings.
What's the sidewalk cross?
The crosswalk that somebody wanted to paint, but Eric made a really beautiful suggestion to brick it and make it more permanent.
Oh, I thought we took it off the table.
Yeah, I think
we voted. We voted as a group against.
Yeah, we did.
We voted against painting. Huh? We voted against painting because we voted against a brick.
It's the public arts project.
Oh, and
I do include us.
So again, I think we have a few things on our.
But you're right. For example, the minutes say that we were going to prioritize the priority.
Yeah, we haven't executed them yet until we execute.
Right, and
taking meetings and
right.
And then if it trickles down and we don't have any reports, there's no plan of action. So then we can
execute.
We have these actionable items to do, like we're talking about sending a letter out to all the homeowners.
And what you did.
Yeah, and so that hasn't been done yet.
Right. There's other.
So let's get these things done.
While we can.
And then it pulls back. We don't have review boards and there's no planning action. So we can do it kind of on a month by month or case by case basis. So say, yeah, right now we can take a breather.
And I think
we got these things done.
We've talked.
Sounds like we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I think that's right. I think I agree with Sam that. We don't want to lock ourselves into something. We want to be flexible. Dale, did you want to? What's your thought?
Well, I've been really kind of
disappointed
yeah, in really. The direction the Historic Commission has gone because of the lack of planning actions. And this commission often will meet for 3 hours, three and a half hours sometimes. Not that that's great, if there was that kind of work.
I was going to say.
But we had a lot of influence,
yeah.
And we don't have it now. And now the review board is all after the fact. We really don't have any teeth at all. We used to. The only thing we're going to see is commercial, probably.
And multifamily, yeah.
Beyond the duplex.
Yeah, three or more units, yeah.
Three or more. So there's not many of those either. This commission, I think, over the years has been so busy with that kind of stuff,
yeah.
We've never done anything else. We had a 10-year plan done by a professional, Kimberly Fitzgerald out of Salem, and she's the historic preservation officer for the city of Salem now. And it's hugely comprehensive. And if it was in our pack, I don't know if anybody looked at it, but it's 78 pages or something. And there's probably 50 ideas in there that she suggested that we do to be a better commission, a more effective commission. One of them was education, and one aspect would be how do we promote education? Well, the letters is one.
What else have you guys implemented from that?
None.
Oh no.
So and the pretty much. I mean, so my point is that there's probably 50 things we could do there. This thing that Beverly and I produced,
yeah,
in terms of from our retreat, you know, there's a bunch of number of things that we could do out of this. Part of the problem was that we don't have any staff time. Do we have staff time in the future? Do we have budget in the future?
I don't think we have staff time beyond covering meetings. We don't have staff time to sort of advance priorities of the committee.
So just for an example, there's $10,000 CLG grants from the state that would promote education. It would promote education of the public, education of ourselves. And it used to send us to different historic seminars at the state level. So it turns out that it probably costs the city $10,000 to get a $10,000 grant. So it never makes sense. And so now we can't even pursue CLG grants.
Right. That's what's depressing.
So, you know, in addition, so that the 10-year plan is all, again, about education and try to promote historic preservation and informing homeowners. And so what are we doing to that end? That's one thing. The brochures was a simple thing to do. But again, there's probably, you know, 50 plus things that we could do. It takes staff. It takes energy on our part. And, you know, the question is, now that we have more time, do we want to pursue that? And if we don't, that's fine. But I just kind of feel like if we're not doing anything other than reviewing after the fact building permits, what's the point of having the commission? I think there's still a lot of room to promote all of our education and for the city. So, last time you suggested meeting for an hour. Well, that's fine, you know, but that just, you know, it's not going to give us any time to do anything. And
we also have the review board where we could every week is about an hour where we talked about sending the letters out in review board. But you know what? Maybe we need to rethink, like maybe we need to look at some of those 50 things and use this meeting time for
And the review board is really limited.
Wait, we need to recreate our purpose.
Well, that's why we had That's why we had the retreat, really. Yeah. Is to step back and say, okay, what is our role, and what? But we are facing significant obstacles because there's staff time.
If we're coming to almost a full stop because of lack of staff time or limited staff time to our monthly meetings, I would vote that we try to expedite our housekeeping as quickly as possible. Get that done in 5 minutes, so we get 55 minutes of staff time.
Housekeeping.
Approval of agenda.
Yay,
let's go.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Derek.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you want to stay to the hour, we should get to the letters, to review the letters to the homeowners. I hope you guys get that. But
Derek, I'm not clear on what your point is.
There's a roadblock, part of it being our availability and access to staff, right?
Right, and money.
Using the staff to create projects and
to get grants or anything,
but right.
Staff. So we only have Derek and our new associate for X number of time a month. So let's like refocus what we're doing in our time so that we're utilizing them to get these projects pushed. Right. Rather than it feels like the first 20 minutes of today was just housekeeping. And I think we could step through that more quickly. So
great. Oh, well, definitely today we took time because we had introductions, and I'm kind of big on that. That's just me, because I want people to know. I just joined a board of trustees and on a Zoom meeting. They didn't have a clue who I was, and I don't have a clue who they are. I'm supposed to work with them. These are church people.
So just another thing, and it's kind of related in terms of staff time. After the meeting, I think we were talking about when these meetings happen. They've always been happening on a Wednesday at It used to happen later, like at 7. Or,
yeah.
And then we moved up to 6 to make it easier. The other question is, because staff time is
a priority,
it just extends your day. We talked about, well, could we meet, as a lot of other commissions do, meet during the day? And were you going to check into that and to see if that's even possible? For
I will. I did not this time. I mean, I think it's possible, but the possibility is finding a time that works when there's a room available and not other meetings scheduled, which I know when the Public Art Commission went to during the day meetings, their meetings are like at 8:30 on Friday morning because that was the time they could find. So,
well, can I have a sort of show of hands? Would you be open to work? Would this group be open to having another time for meeting besides 6? Mm-hmm. I know you would, because you always talk about missing dinner. we could have a happy hour, like it's supposed to be done, right? But I think if you can work, kind of suggest something for us for next
time. I can bring times back, sure.
Yeah. So if we...
And I can send out a doodle poll and see when everyone might be available.
Oh, okay,
too.
That would be good. Thank you for that. So I'm hearing that the group is open to what Dale is suggesting, is in the, because of our review and recommendations on design standards is limited now, we can use it to do other things in preserving, in raising awareness, right? Mm-hmm. And so is that everybody okay with that? And then we don't have to do it every month, but we can try. Then before we get, because we're closing in on an hour, are there any comments? I want to make a point of thanking both Katie and Eric for doing the follow-up so quickly. You guys were really on it right away, like the next week. I was impressed that you got a draft letter. And this, again, you want to go through what you had in mind? We all have a copy of it.
Eric has access as a realtor to new escrows that just closed in historic districts. I don't know how you searched.
I searched for every homeowner and property owner within the historic district.
And then you had a second list that was all in the last year.
Yeah.
And how many were there?
I don't remember.
I think the one in last year was like 65.
65?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, and then I wrote the letter. And Shelby had some good input, and you had some good input.
And so this is sort of welcoming them.
Yeah.
As you, and it was in your packet. But I think it would be good if you signed it. You're a homeowner in the...
me, personally?
Yeah. As a member of the commission. I don't think it should be the chair. I happen not to be able to live in a historic committee.
Or do you want to all sign it?
Oh, yeah. Really? You think so?
I mean, maybe somebody will see a name that they recognize.
Okay, that's true.
I think it should just generally be from a historic commission.
Yeah, and
what's
then
the
we
point
could,
of
let's,
having a history?
We could say the historic
commission. It's going to be long-lasting, hopefully.
But we could list the commission members at the bottom. That is not unusual.
Sure.
And you as a member, you wrote it. I think it's a great letter.
Thanks. The only thing I don't know is exactly how we're going to, do we handwrite the person's name? You can merge that. I don't know. Then how we do assist you, how we choose with the right neighborhood.
The right context.
See, the with the Siskiyou heart, I put that in parentheses because I don't know how we're going to handle that part.
Okay.
You're in the orange highlight.
All of the districts, and then
what? I was going to say, put the map on the one that you guys have here, and you just put in historic district, and you get to look over. And not only do you show they're in it, but it shows where the other ones are.
Yeah,
it's a good
idea.
Isn't
there a map on
that? I think in the passport.
For sure, we're just sending the one.
That was my understanding. Yeah.
Oh, which
doesn't that one have a map?
What are we sending here? I have two in my hands, the preserving or coming, this one,
Aaron,
which are still very good.
So there is. So it seems like this one ought to go out.
And I think that's a big improvement to what we haven't done this for.
I don't remember what that change was, that you wanted to list all four districts. Or,
Shelby suggested that we list the districts.
Or that we tell them which one they are in.
Tell them which one they're in. And then Beverly wanted me to add that it's exterior of the home, not just, not, people don't want to be confused that it's not, it doesn't, sorry, my allergy. It's not the interior of the home, it's just the exterior. Those are the only changes, but, so we're going to be starting to work on these letters in review board, yeah?
No, review board is
going to probably mail merge them at the staff level and and send them out based on the list that Eric gives.
And we have postage money, yay!
That's like an hour project.
So I think this one's good to go, and it's the first time.
I might have you sign them all before.
Okay.
I think
this one is going to go on city letterhead. City letterhead.
Yeah,
and it'll be from the all commission members list.
Yep.
And
I don't think anybody needs to sign it. I think you can just list all the commissioners' names printed at the bottom. And nobody needs to sign it.
Okay. Well, that's...
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just signed, best regards, Historic Preservation
Advisory. And it doesn't even need best regard. Just have it names at the end and be done.
And you had asked how many more of these we have. Are there, Regan implied, there's hundreds still of these?
I thought she said there was one box. I'm not sure how much is in a box. I'm assuming it's probably a couple hundred at least.
Because this was paid for by a grant.
Yeah.
And I was all excited about
it. It'd be interesting to know how many there are of each and if that's part of a plan for future. If we're going to do this every year or every six months.
6 months, I think.
Probably. Seemed to me it should be every 3 months and get somebody right off the bat.
I think
so. Well, why don't we
have those to pass out at our meet and greet over at Scout?
Good idea.
Sure.
At the awards?
It's at the meet and greet at Scout.
Oh, good idea. Yeah. Good idea. Okay, well, so why don't we have, would someone, before we close, maybe make a motion that, because I think it might have been in the minutes that we do this every 6 months. How about we say that we approve the letter that we'd love to go out to the homeowners and that we try to provide that letter update the list every 3 months. Is anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion.
That was a good motion. You can make one. I'll second it.
Then we'll do it every 3 months. Is that easy for you, Eric?
So if we get this one out, we can just do it every.
So basically, it's Eric who has to pull the list every 3 months and give it to Derek.
That would be great.
My letter part is done. My part. I'm sorry.
But
it's for you.
You must be good because that was a lot of data to pull out. I mean, you use a computer a lot. I do sort of.
He's on me. I'll tell you, not as hard as you may think it is.
What was that?
3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I did it the day after our meeting.
Yeah, so I thought it was very.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
You could do it through June and then catch it 3 months after that, first of September.
If anything, we still need to do review board signups.
Yes, thank you.
And tomorrow there was nothing for tomorrow, so you didn't worry about it.
So, didn't she give us something with the dates on it? I thought that was in our packet.
Yeah, it's in your packet right before the letter.
Okay, so.
So, May 11th, I need 3.
I can do it.
I can do it.
I can. I could do the, what is it, the 25th?
What time is it?
2 to 3.
Okay.
I can do the 18th.
Oh, it's 2 to 3 now?
Yep.
Okay. I'll do the 18th.
Yeah, I can do the 18th and the 20th. I got to get all mine in May because I'm not going to be around how much this summer.
Okay. You can do the... You said the 11th?
The 11th, 18th, and 25th.
Well, you don't have to do all three.
I'm not going to.
You get to go somewhere exciting, huh?
So we got Katie and Bill on the 11th. Is there anybody else that can do the 11th?
No.
I can do the 11th.
Okay. And then the 25th, I've just got Katie.
Oh, are we the 25th, I can do it.
And Sam, were you on the 25th too?
I thought I was on the 18th.
Yep. It's on the 18th. Anybody else for the 25th? Anyone?
We need somebody.
If nobody else
can do it. I can do the 25th.
Could do because, you said you would be providing us paper documents.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm doing for the review board for anybody that hasn't been there yet is instead of trying to deal with the electronics plans issues, I'm just printing things out on paper and you're still doing the comments in the little three ring or spiral binder. And we're forwarding those comments to the applicants.
It seems like we should go electronic if you have a monitor for us.
Yeah. We just don't have a monitor or a computer in that room that you guys meet in. So it's whether I have a laptop available to bring in or not.
Well, it's nice to see it on the large monitor.
But if I can get this room, I will reserve this room for the days that I can, because this is a lot easier.
I should be able to do the first or still be it.
And anyone else on the first?
I can do it.
No, and I want to make a point, Katie, because I think you had mentioned we have these conversations about the letter, for example, when you were there in the review board. That's kind of out, that's not part of the agenda. Specifically, that's not an extra meeting. This is a meeting just to look at those plans. And if there's no plans, we don't meet. So it's not like that's another place where we can have other discussions. I just wanted to clarify that.
Well, I think Derek answered that because he's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's doing the letter.
You could certainly sign the letter.
No, I'm just saying.
We're good.
Okay. But I was trying to clarify because it sounded like you thought we could do other discussions during. Yeah. Then I think we have taken care of our business and it's an end. And nice letter. And thank you for everybody taking time to be here and nice to meet both of you. Yes. And we'll see you in a month, maybe. We don't know.